So, hello, my name is Andy. I'm here in the Oroville Radio Studio with Bea and Luigi for the weekly round of talks. Good morning, Bea. Good morning, Luigi.
Good morning.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome back. We're hoping to increase the listener participation from here on out as these talks have turned into weekly events, and the radio is really becoming a forum for mediating polarizing views in Oroville. And from my understanding, coming back into Oroville, now is a time where views are kind of becoming stronger and being spoken up, which is a great thing, as long as we can bridge communication. So before we even begin, I want to express gratitude to both of you for being here and being willing to be voices of the community in this.
Yes, well, I'm so happy that we have Andrea Page Davis here, world traveler and ethnobotanist, who is here to facilitate a bit and help us with our ongoing conversation. It's been so good, and I'm sure it will not only improve, but it will really be a service for Oroville.
Very good. I am here to serve Oroville.
And from my side, Andy, just to express my gratitude for your contribution and your lively atmosphere that you create, and to Marlenka also, who has been with us in this journey to look deeply how to dissolve as far as possible a lot of negative formation, a lot of prejudices, and go to the field, the energy field, which unified us. Mm. So you are right. We have come to a crossroad now, and we have to see what next.
Yeah, I think it's more than a crossroads. I would call it a crisis.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
We don't have the time anymore. We don't have the leisure, so-called, to be at each other's throats. We have no more time for that sort of thing. Either we move ahead now, or it's there are disasters up the road.
From reviewing where we've been so far, from my understanding, this program began from one discussion, and
I had gone on because I was quite disturbed by the meeting with Doshi, the community meeting with Doshi. So he had said some things, other people at the meeting had said some things that I found unacceptable. So I thought, well, should I write a big thing in the News and Notes, try to go on the net? I said, no, I just was talking to Marlenka about it. And she said, well, why don't you come to the radio and just put it out there? So I did. And fortunately, Luigi listened to it, and then he had some agreements with some things and some disagreements with other things. So then we decided, okay, let's go and work with that and see what could come out of that discussion.
Right. Beautiful. So that turned into 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, all the way up to we've had 7 weeks so far. This is the 8th meeting.
Right.
And hopefully it will continue because it's turning into something. And with my involvement, I hope to turn it into something even more, including a lot more community involvement overall. So there was the first interview, which was conducted, and then you went into 2 or 3 interviews regarding the Galaxy Plan.
Right.
Discussing the flexibility of the Galaxy Plan.
Yeah.
The result
of
that...
Well, more we focused on the Master Plan, because...
After.
Yeah, because the Galaxy Plan is more of a vision. It's a vision, and the Galaxy Plan is not specified, really, except as it is somehow manifest in the Master Plan itself. So that's a misunderstanding people have. They often say, the Galaxy Plan means this and this and this. The Galaxy Plan is not different from the really the Master Plan. So people shouldn't mix up all these things, and because there is no Galaxy Plan. As plan
is more as a concept, is more as an inspiration.
Mm.
Is a reference of urban form, but not to be confused with the Master Plan.
Yeah, and it has a metaphysical spiritual base, because as the way we phrase it often is that we're bringing heaven down on earth, because we have the galaxy, we have the solar system with our sun in the middle, which is Mater Mandir. We have a round city with all the energy swirling around the soul of the city. So that's the plan for Oroville. So it is a galaxy plan. But how do you specify that? That's where the master plan comes in. And a great work went into doing that, you know, more than about 12 years ago. So that now we have, but that has not been updated. So now we're in that stage where the development plan's coming out of the master plan and trying to revise parts of the master plan that need more work.
Hmm.
But the basic concept that many people have misunderstood in Oroville, they have thought that the master plan was not a green plan. And we have demonstrated, that's what we tried to demonstrate.
Indeed.
And that it is a green plan, and that written right into the document in so many words are, you know, eco-friendly, appropriate technology. All those things are used. So it's a matter now of application, not
exactly.
A matter of more theory,
yeah.
More ideas. We have endless discussions, and that has to end, and we have to do it.
And at the crossroads, as Luigi mentioned, there's a lot of energy in Oroville right now. And how can we all collectively, as a community, filter that energy into implementing?
Exactly, because see, the new Lavenir has just come, so there's a new wave. And then also the Residents Assembly has been meeting on the priorities and values of Oroville, and they're up to about 7 meetings already, so they've gone over these topics. So I think the time is right.
And also from other parts, let's say even our governing board, there have been a movement also in Delhi to presenting Oroville as the city of transformation.
Mm. Exactly.
Transforming cities, which has had an enormous resonance. And I sense also that there is a focus on the building of the city now, because as we said, it's not the moment to lose time. The things are really accelerating, so we need a kind of a calm sense of urgency.
Exactly.
Quite, no? Calm strength, but and that sense of urgency which we carry inside at many levels, both at the inner level as well as the physical level of the construction of the city. We touch it. It is possible to build an eco city in 7-8 years if we want. We know the people, they came here. But we have to create the energy field by which we have all the enthusiasm, the determination, and not the constant debate. Otherwise, it will take not other 40 years, it takes 300, 400 years. And then we lose the opportunity to create that energy field we were speaking in the beginning, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
That sense that... there is a certain vibration here where you focus in individual and collective transformation, which is this evolutionary work of the century and which has been there all along, but now is coming to really a crucial, intense
because
moment.
We're still dealing with some traumas from the past.
Yeah. Mm.
You see, Oroville has a rather difficult history.
Mm.
So the first 40 years were very traumatic in many, many ways. And people, you know, are aware of that. And traces of that are still very present in the present people in Oroville. We all have that past. So we have to, that's something we have to rise above.
Very true.
Only to get above those polarities that Andy spoke of, you know, these tensions. See, there's all these things, and I'm just reading in the new Oroville Today that came out. Tuan has written an article, speaking about some things that Alan wrote. It would be good for people to read that because you see people like Tuan who have been here from the beginning, still have some what I would say difficulties to put together certain concepts, and he's making a division in his article between community and city, you see, which is very unfortunate, but I think he's understanding community as settlement or something. But because community is what we want, and community and human unity I understand to be the same thing.
I'm curious that you go into this, because This also needs a little bit of reflection.
Absolutely.
And maybe after, Andy, if we can link it to the social infrastructure, the services, then we can see, you know, overall what is an holistic approach to community sense. I think we have to read and read again all these articles because, again, they tend to polarize.
Yes.
Community versus citizens.
Yeah.
Again, we create another divide and a misunderstanding. I personally found, and you remember in the initial conversation, we spoke about tribes, we spoke about community, we spoke, where are we? What are we?
Yes.
Are we a little village? We are not a little village because we are so dispersed and whatever. But depends what do we mean in terms of vocabulary, etymology of the work of the world community. If you take Gnostic community, as Sri Aurobindo speaks, the ideal society, the society of knowledge, the society of really in contact with the self.
That's the community we want.
Exactly. Do we agree at that level?
Absolutely.
So perfect. We agree on Gnostic community. Now, let's count down one step. When we speak of community of Auroville, what is that? Can you define? Is it the 100, sometime exceptionally 200 people in the general meeting? Is it the people in the hour and night? No. Is it the people who go to the solar kitchen and come to the town hall? It's one part. All of these definitions, unless B, you have other parameters,
No.
Are partial.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not talking about community in the sense of settlements or groups.
No, I know, but community as an entity, and what we use in many of our expressions, which sometimes often are misleading. When the President Bush speaks of the American people, who are the American people? Sorry, I will like to...
Don't bring Bush.
It was a provocation. It was a provocation to both of you of American origin.
We don't want to speak of Bush.
This was just to to put some pepper on the and
I can
spice.
Edit it out.
No, sorry. The thing is, you see, I have seen myself by having a lot of presentation abroad and contact with newspaper or when you use the word community in our text, in our publication, in our presentation, most of the people mentally think of a closed circle, and the step toward a sect is very easy outside.
Yes.
Inside Auroville, we have another understanding. Certainly, we are not speaking of a closed circle and a sect and all this, but outside is a world which we have to use very carefully.
Well, see,
because
India,
I was challenged many times by using the word community because it is reductive.
Yeah.
But we will come to that.
Well, that has happened in India too, because they talk about these various communities. See, they line them up around religious traditions or around political ideas, and they sometimes use that word community there. So it is a misunderstood word.
So what do we mean when we use the world community in Auroville? We mean all the entire entity which constitute Auroville. Because this is very vague. If you say community, I don't know, Surrender, Arati, these are, Verite, this is physical community.
Yeah.
But when we speak of
spiritual
dear
community,
when we send a letter out, dear community, to whom are we speaking? Who
everybody,
is that entity?
Luigi, I mean, you talked linguistically. The word community can also be understood as common unity.
No, I am aware of this.
Yeah.
This has been used all along civilization, common unity. But, you see, the thing is, the way we use in Auroville, for me, is narrow.
Yeah.
And it restricts something. I would prefer to speak citizens of Auroville. Citizen of Auroville is broader because it makes you in the position to enlarge your attitude. I am not saying that it's bad. I'm simply saying it's limiting.
Yeah, we should just clarify that in Oroville, what happened historically is that people spoke of certitude community, they spoke of Samridhi community, the Greenbelt community. They used those terms, and so it got a little muddled as to really what when we speak of community. But when, as you said, the first thing you said, the Gnostic community is, of course, what
well, we agree.
But and we understand also that when somebody writes a letter, Dear Community, they're referring to everyone in Oroville.
Yeah, but myself, I feel narrowed down when I am addressed like this. Mm. I will prefer other expression, Dear Residents of Oroville, Dear Member, Dear Citizens of Oroville, because for me, it is exactly that modus pensandi for me is a deep limitation. I understand the positive side.
I like that modus pensandi.
Thank you.
Luigi, so this is actually something that my generation is getting into,
yes,
is terminology,
yes,
and trying to reinvent the wheel in a certain way. That my generation is very excited about coining new terms.
Perfect. Let's
go. This would be a great
please
opportunity
found,
for Oroville to
found,
to coin
found
a new
something new.
So maybe that can be our first challenge to listeners, because with my involvement in this project, I hope to have an upswell of listener involvement in which you, listening to this program on Oroville Radio, are able to submit any comments, any questions, any ideas for future programs on our Facebook page, on Oronet, or on Twitter, or sending an email to orovilleradio.org. So listeners, this is your first challenge. Do you have a new term to coin to replace the word community? Or the
That's an interesting exercise. This is beautiful.
But we have the word Oroville, Dear Oroville. We can say that.
We can. This is safe for now.
This is safe. Very good. This is a safe corner. Yeah. But it can be really a space for creativity now. Molto.
Okay. So,
shall we look into social
infrastructure?
Because it was part of overall parameters, you know, how to build a green city, but not only in terms of parks, gardens, cycle path, but also of services, isn't it?
What is social infrastructure? B, tell us what you think it is.
Social infrastructure would be the services that help people to live. I would call that health, food, and along that. Probably sports.
Right. Crash.
Yeah. Art. I would
cultural.
Say art, culture.
Exactly.
All of
yeah.
that. I would
yeah.
put that in
yeah.
that category.
Yeah.
And actually, you see, a lot of that in Oroville has come up spontaneously because people, you know, they want to do their music or their dance or their art. And we have Kalabumi, we have Cinema Paradiso, we have the auditoriums, we have Pitanga. All of that infrastructure came by itself, almost. I mean, nobody in town hall said, you know, you have to do more, we have to have more art or more this. No.
At
all.
So
of
life.
In scaling,
organic life.
Yes.
In scaling the city to a bigger size, this is where it involves city planning, and this is where we have to think intellectually and
exactly.
intentionally.
Or maybe evolve from an organic growth into an organic planning. Because, let's say, a city is a complex element like a cell,
right.
which multiplies
yes.
and it can go wrong and go towards the cancer effect. Today you speak of city cancer effect
yeah.
when they expand and sprawl out endlessly and you can't stop. Or you can develop a healthy organism, isn't it?
Right, right.
And that healthy organism, and now that we are focusing on social infrastructure, you see, it covers, here we have it in table 18. It
so
covers,
we're looking at the master plan,
yeah.
table 18, page 66.
Right. And it covers health, education, all aspects of education, the recreational aspect, the aspect of utilities, culture, services. Even here it mentions service node. We can touch after what do we mean in the context of Oroville, service node, intermediary area where you change the mobility, where you store construction materials so that you don't bring
planned.
It in. Yeah.
Mm.
So when why it is very, very important in the master plan, this, and if you look, it has been studied, what is the minimum critical mass to provide services? So we came to the conclusion by asking the services to manage, let's say, a new branch of the new Portus, 200-250 people, so that it justifies that little service survival. And so then if you have 5,000 people, what are the increasing services? A school, maybe a primary school comes up, and creches and kindergarten you can already provide at the level of 250-500 people. So all these proportions, which have to be extremely flexible because of the context of our will and because of the life parameters,
but
gives a direction that to grow all these proportionally, then you create that quality life, which is part of our applied research, as creating a new urban quality.
We're getting a little bit into the question of organic growth versus planned growth.
Not versus. We take away versus.
I like that.
We take that away. Because when we look at Oroville itself in the early years, see, the town planners and the people who were in the planning offices, the architects, they didn't even really consider the green belt. The green belt was a spontaneous growth.
No, that's not exactly. Can I tell you? But we'll look into the historical fact. There was the spontaneous fact of people planting trees, not only in the Green Belt, in the city center, see today, inside the city, outside in the what today we call the Green Belt, and far away, 10-15 kilometers where we have land. Everybody was planting, including you, including me.
Yes.
Because it was the first need of life. It was spontaneous, and we did a lot of beautiful things and a lot of mistakes at the same time, no? Because we didn't know much the plan, but we learned on the process. But when you speak of Greenbelt, you must know that the Greenbelt, which is not in the mother sketch, mother put the sketch of the city, but she never put a Greenbelt. She speak, that's what I have found, of around the city there will be large agricultural farm, but she never speak of a green belt. Maybe we have to ask our experts on that. It was Roger, who you can see the plan which were at the Banyan during the inauguration, who marked a circle green of around the city to create a cell, a healthy cell, because the green belt has a very important things. But please notice that this was an addition of the architect. So my perception is slightly different from your perception.
Yeah, but I also remember the mother writing about the forests around Oroville and the trees.
Where?
She wanted, for the center, she wanted a group of trees planted so that she could put a forest there. And we planted all those tree jasmines there, transformation
but
trees.
But that was in relation to the gardens.
Yes.
As a green plantation, big trees, sure. But she didn't use... But I don't want that we go into a theological debate.
This
is not my cup of tea. But to my knowledge, because I was searching for the things I found, it was when she mentioned around the city there will be large agricultural farm.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that this aspect of the Green Belt is not precious, is indispensable to the city.
So I think we all agree on that, the importance of the Green Belt and the fact that it's there. Do you want to pick up with what you were saying?
Well, just that you see, when we're looking at this chart, this is a projection based on 15,000 people being in Oroville in 2010.
Which we haven't reached.
Yeah, which we haven't reached.
And that's okay.
And it's okay. So the only point is that a lot of planning is based on hindsight sometimes, and it's but when we talk about social infrastructure, what have the Orovillians actually done? What have they created here? They have created so many...
We have created
these auditoriums. We have created these places for social gathering. We have films in Oroville every night.
I'll see slightly different.
For a small group of people,
I'll see slightly different.
Okay.
First, your assumption that it was planned for 50,000 people 2010, and it's all right, we are not there, it's not all right at
15,
all.
15, 1-5.
1-5, yes, 1-5. It's not all right at all. That is the root of the problem. I don't say that we have to match with our projected figure, but there is the root of the problem, and in this we agree, is that the growth rate of our ville is almost nil.
Yes.
And all this become paperwork for just to put in a drawer.
Mm, exactly.
So it's not okay at all that the growth rate is not going up. Actually, I'm waiting for an explosion of growth of our ville. But we have, with 100 acrobacies, we have either is the entry group who close, or our own non-management of collective facilities like housing or other things, whatever the reason, or the economic slow growth. Mm-hmm. Why we have created a progressive stagnation when Auroville is bursting with life, where people want Auroville to happen, where the world never has understood so much Auroville. It wasn't the case on the 68. It was a crazy adventure, difficult to understand, but today there is an enthusiasm because the world is suffocating and needs some different oxygen, isn't it, Bill?
Yes,
and
of course.
You see all this life, and Auroville bursting with life also.
Yes.
But it is translated in a stagnation at many levels, which is not only physical. It is at many levels. So for me, there is a deep contradiction which has to be dissolved, and maybe is an evolutive tension.
Yes.
Maybe we have come to a yes.
But we don't want to project any blame on any particular group.
Because
the people who want growth in the city, they can't then say it's somebody, it's the Greenbelt blocking.
No, absolutely not.
Or vice versa, the housing group, or the entry group.
And this is
you're very nice that you precise this, because that will be projecting something outside. We have to see inside ourselves what in us deeply feel that we have created a zone of comfort that's ultimately... it's fine in the community like this. We have this lifestyle, which is not too bad.
Right.
That zone of comfort of little bourgeois, for me, is the obstacle.
Exactly.
Mm? Okay, so this program has evolved in two directions. Now's a really good time to summarize that. In one place, we're bridging the polarities and trying to find common communication to speak to each other. And so the community is very much invited to participate in this by writing into Auroville Radio or posting on the Facebook page or AurovilleNet or Onet. And then the other point about this is inviting other people into this conversation between the two of you to find where any potential conflicts or any blockages may lie in Auroville. And we are going to solve it all together on the radio right here. So that's a little preview for next week when we invite people for roads.
Yes.
To solve, I don't know, but certainly to dive into it.
Certainly to face the challenges.
Right.
Mm. And, you know, it's happening everywhere. Of course, the radio will be one element. Mm-hmm. We can't say that the radio is going to save Auroville. It would be nice, but it will do its part. It will do its part, and we're here to facilitate that as much as we can.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a common aspiration which is in the air right now.
Yes.
And it's incredible because from one side we see it's blocking that jump. And at the same time, we see the energy side by side. Before we were speaking that, you know, the trauma of the past and all this. But this is, you can read it also many ways. Personally, and maybe we can reflect on this, I see all the time the inner resistance in ourselves and the collective resistance neck to neck in a race with the grace. Mm. Like the opportunity that the grace, fantastic grace, is there. Otherwise, we will not have
what we have.
Hundreds of community eco-villages around the world, we know But they don't have that deep root that Auroville has. I have looked very much into all this. Some of them have blown up. But Auroville continue to grow, and it has an incredible strength and potential. At the same time, we have all this
stagnation,
whatever we want to call. And the moment, I feel, is out there in the overall atmosphere of Auroville, where people aspire for a big change. And in that sense, what we do here at the radio, what is done in the general meeting, what is done sometimes individually, there is that flame which calls for a change, for a jump almost, isn't it?
Yes.
So in that sense, we link with your proposal. Let's share with people who have carried the same aspiration, feel the same impossibility, how can we do that jump together without pointing, accusing, anything. And maybe begin to invite people here in the specific aspect how to free the city center from air and sound pollution. Can we do something there in specific topic if we want to take up green building, if we want to take something, and with the youth also, if some youth respond, it would be nice. Yeah. To enlarge this dialogue.
Well, I share your assumption that the people, all of us in Auroville, have this within us. So then how do we help people to connect and put it together in a way that does accelerate the growth and does ease the so-called tensions that we see? Because, as you said, I don't believe that there are people in Auroville of bad will, you see. People may have some misinformation, they may be a little stuck here and there, but if they're in Auroville and if they're involved in the process, I'm sure that if they're communicated with, and that's what we're talking about. So let's bring, that was our plan, to bring in people who have been said to be in the way of this or that, and let them, you know, find out where they're coming from, why they're saying what they're supposedly, been reported to have said or done.
Yeah.
And then we just put it on the table and we see with it.
Right.
And so many things dissolve that way quite quickly. Once it's out there and there's a common space that is not hostile, like this is a nice little cozy radio booth.
You're safe here with me.
Thank you, Andy. And so Luigi and I have been able to coexist in this small space.
Well, I was missing coffee and services. That's why I
thought you were against the bourgeois.
The comfort zone. He's trying to bring it here to the radio.
The social infrastructure should be applied here in this cozy corner.
Okay. All right. Well, we have, in this short and very, very deep discussion, reviewed where we've been with this program and where we intend to go, which is to more community involvement, both in terms to iron out any challenges and also to bring more involvement to find ways to implement things like the master plan.
Sorry, Andy, for the interruption. Please. I think one element is also not to have the usual conversation and theoretical or intellectual analysis of an urban plan, but it was to touch the ground. This is what we would like to do, touch the ground, touch the people concerned, and see if there is a way out.
Yes.
That was the necessity not to remain at a certain mental level, but to go also into the physical, concrete aspect of development.
Brilliant.
That was, no?
Precisely, because it's those things where it goes off, because when you're talking about, we'll just use solid waste management or something, what are we going to do with all the trash and the garbage that's coming out of a building? Well, that's when people start to fight with each other over that, you know, whether we have a sewage system, whether we have whatever we have, people get into disagreements over the what we would call the small things. But they're not the small things, they're the big things. And that's where we have to go. We have to go down to the roads. Where does the road go? Mm. Does it go here? Mm. Well, you know, there's this tree, and we had that, what happened already on the Crown Road with three trees being incorporated into the road, which is, you know, a phenomenon that we is a reality.
Yeah,
and people objecting to the cables going here or there. So all these are what we need to touch now at this point, because the question of the galaxy plan, the master plan, all these terms, even a green building. Okay, what's a green building? Who's going to define? You know, what's a green building for me? What's a green building for you? We all say yes, we want an eco-friendly green city. Okay, so let's do it. And so then in the doing, we find out where people disagree or have other views, and then we reach a synthesis.
So if you allow me another Latin locution, I will say solvitur ambulando.
Yes, solvitur ambulando. Sri Aurobindo said that.
Let's ambulare, because otherwise we are not walking, we are not moving.
We should tell people, you know, this solvitur ambulando is, you know, this classical thing where you solve the problem by doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it is solved by walking.
By walking.
Because
by
that was to solve the Greek paradoxes of Zeno, where he said you couldn't go halfway unless you went halfway first, and so then you couldn't walk.
Yeah.
So everybody said, solvitur ambulando.
So on that note, I think we should get up and walk.
Yes.
Okay.
Next week, we can invite the listeners to tune in for a meeting with some people. We're going to invite other people in, and we're going to be discussing roads in Oroville. Ambulando. We're going to be walking.
We can throw in the cycle paths, too, maybe.
Thank you.